everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Attention, farmers and ranchers. Have you ever stopped to consider, God forbid, you or someone you love receiving a crippling injury or worse from working with cattle? It's definitely something to think about, and there are ways of staying safe when handling cattle. The Cattle Flow Box is designed with efficiency and safety in mind. Low-stress cattle management products by Gobod Pipe and Steel are made to improve feed intake, help with detection of diseases, reduce lameness cases, improve product quality and food safety, less carcass loss through bruising and injury, less use of, and much better response to vaccines and antibiotics. Last but not least, it's made safer for you and your handlers, takes less time, and the cattle are much easier to handle. Gobod Pipe and Steel's Flow Box and Cattle Alley are the perfect low-stress cattle management systems. In addition, all Gobod sales personnel are becoming animal care handling certified. Gobod Pipe and Steel is committed to developing equipment for low-stress cattle management. See their inventory today at GoBobPipe.com.
Welcome back. Cattle country was very quiet today following yesterday's active round of business. The national hog base is $1.26 higher today compared with the prior day settlement. Corn futures 7 to 8 cents lower, pressured by the promise of better planting weather ahead. And stock markets were lower today, pressured by falling oil prices. The Dow Jones is off 86 points, NASDAQ off 14 points. The action of live futures, though, today have been extremely volatile and choppy. Such wild prices, not that surprising, given the explosive cash action we've seen over the last 30 days. Currently, spot June is 110 points higher, while the balance of the market is mostly 47 to 257 lower. Beef cutouts significantly higher today, up 43 cents to $1.25 with light box movement. Feeder cattle opened significantly higher today, but prices have now reversed sharply lower, with prices off 240 to 485. It looks like the biggest turnaround seen here in a long time. Specifically, mini issues have now slumped 700 to 800 points below early session highs. And in grains, corn and soybean markets moved lower overnight as forecasts favored dry conditions for the Midwest over the next few days, which would ease concerns about planting delays. Corn futures were about 2 cents lower late in the overnight session. Worries about late planting eased after USDA on Monday reported 34% of corn this year was in the ground, which matched the five-year average. Iowa's planting pace trailed that of the state's average, but drier conditions there the next few days should have farmers catching up. Soybeans a few cents lower today as the drier forecast improved chances for planting here in the Midwest, but the July futures were within yesterday's narrow trading range. And finally, winter wheat prices were lower as they continued to retreat from the post-storm gains. It will be a week or more, though, before damage from Sunday storms can be assessed fully up in Kansas. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.